K-Tomet Game Changer, Ancient Humanoids in Europe, and more on today's Futuric Future headlines on Sci, Tech, and Beyond. Simple Paytomat payment, crypto's new BFF, Paytomat. So it looks like a new payment provider has arrived. This one, however, only deals in cryptos. From Bitcoin News, accepting cryptocurrency payments in your store doesn't require specialist hardware or complex integration. Paytomat is proof. The crypto payment gateway enables merchants to accept 18 cryptocurrencies, including BCH, also known as Bitcoin, using their existing equipment. To date, hundreds of brick-and-mortar stores across four continents have added crypto support using Paytomat. So, cryptos are still the next great uncharted territory for humanity discovery, meme to write bad musicals about, and finally, at the end, create nostalgic parodies on. And here's to hoping the meme season lasts for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years. Thousands of years of memes. Anti-tuberculosis drug offers great promise. This is from Times of India. Researchers have identified a novel regulatory mechanism which, when deactivated, results in the death of tuberculosis pathogen, an advance that could pave the way for new drugs to prevent the life-threatening disease. 8 million-year-old proto-humans remains found in Europe. From Big Think, the jawbones of an 8 million-year-old ape were discovered at Nikiti, Greece in the 90s. Researchers speculate it could be a previously unknown species and one of humanity's earliest evolutionary ancestors. These fossils may change how we view the evolution of our species. And the original title, by the way, and I do want to click on this and show you this original title. Fossils suggest human ancestors originated in Europe. That's kind of a misleading title. It's not really saying like that, you know, humanity began in Europe, and the title doesn't say that, but you can kind of think that's what it says, even though that's not the case. The methane origin story gets a life hack update from Discover Magazine. Scientists call this kind of methane abiotic because it can happen without any life forms present, and scientists are finding more and more of it, researchers announced Monday. What's more, they've also discovered that some of the sources of suspected abiotic methane are actually also created with help from life. New and improved Nope Noodle, that's snake to you and me, robots offer little comfort for humanity. Yes, that's my headline. Science Daily reports, researchers from the Harvard John A. Paulson School of Engineering and Applied Sciences have developed a new and improved snake-inspired soft robot that is faster and more precise than its predecessor. Folks, Samuel L. Jackson is not happy. Not happy at all. Just keep them things away from planes. Just do that, because Samuel L. is going to be flying soon. Can't have that. FQ Wire headlines the way they wrote them. Fizz.org, research team discovers perfectly imperfect twist on nanowire growth. Times of India, Chinese scientists complete genome sequencing of tropical sage plant. Military.com, Pentagon still questioning how smart to make its drone swarms. Cointelegraph, Coinbase is filed to close its political action committee. CoinDesk, Binance launches decentralized exchange ahead of schedule. Fizz.org, robot arms and temporary motorization, the next generation of wheelchairs. New Scientist, SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule lost after anomaly during ground test. And finally, innovative drug delivery improves effectiveness of cancer immunology from Science Blog. Let's go to Tip Your Newser at pgnewser.com/tips. And you can follow the unfiltered feed from the future at pgnewser.com/FQ. Headlines you may have missed.